Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Tom Nofsinger talking low-stress cattle handling in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Wavy with Hear Again. Did you know that a hearing loss affects millions of people across the United States? Don't let that hearing loss stress you out. Yes, there is a lot of help for those who do suffer with a hearing loss. That's Hear Again. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920.
Hear again so you can understand again.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
One of the leaders when it comes to low-stress cattle handling in this country is Nebraska cattle producer and veterinarian Dr. Tom Nofsinger. He believes that the key to low-stress cattle handling is to learn the behaviors of the animals that are on your ranch.
What's so exciting and new to me is that if our caregivers in the cattle industry are dedicated to make sure that every cattle-human intervention is positive for both the cattle and the person, all of a sudden there's a change in attitude. This idea that we should take responsibility and know that whatever the cattle do in our presence is because of our position, our posture, our movement, all of a sudden what they do is our responsibility. I can remember many times saying to myself, those silly cattle, and I should have been saying, that's silly, Dr. Tom.
One of Dr. Nofsinger's heroes when it comes to cattle handling is Bud Williams, who's preached the idea that you get the cattle to see you clearly, and then you give them clues to where you want them to go, and you get them to want to do the same.
Bud Williams's dream was to create voluntary activity in cattle. It's a form of leadership. If you think about it, what if the world was full of cattle doing something because they understood and they were volunteering to do that? Match that up with a world full of people that had the expertise, the training, the ability, and the freedom to create voluntary motion. It's the most amazing thing I've ever witnessed.
It seems like the leading people who are involved in teaching low-stress cattle handling are kind of interacting with one another quite a bit. For example, Dr. Nofsinger says he's worked quite a bit with Kurt Pate, who's taught him about the concept of the dominant side that you approach an animal from.
Kurt Pate's been working on this idea for several years, and you hate to try to spread information that isn't consistent. And Kurt pointed this out to me 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. And so it's really important to understand that the optic nerve crosses. What enters the left eye of a cow or a horse or a sheep or a deer goes across to the right side or the cognitive thinking side of the brain. And given a choice, almost 99% of horses, cattle, sheep, pigs, deer, those prey animals, if you give them a choice, they will always want to meet you on their left side the very first time. It saves time. It explains. It's like some people like to shake hands. Some people like to hug. And cattle like to approach you with their left eye.
Dr. Nofsinger says there's one other principle that really helps you as you work with animals and you approach them from their left side, that you understand there are leaders and there are followers in your herd almost every single time.
A herd is made up of a great group of individuals, and they'll just rise, the cream rises to the top. So you have leaders, you have followers, you have timid animals, it's just pretty soon in our dream within a feedlot or whatever, we know that they're individual animals and they have their differences, but we need to make sure that every one of those animals has met his need for comfort, food, water, and confidence. We owe that to these creatures. The lead animal is usually the second animal in. So if you're looking at a herd, they're usually not out at the edge. They're not at the front. They're about 2 animals in, and they'll be the animal that will not take their eye off of you. They just continue to bend that heavy head and neck around there and say, what can I do for you? It's just amazing, and it takes just about 10 seconds to figure out who that is, and they're crying for your attention, your guidance, and it's our responsibility to be there for them.
Low-stress cattle handling with Dr. Tom Nofsinger. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.